animal.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, baby. We're out here and we're sucking and fucking.
We're sucking fucking.
We're having gay
just when you
sex.
Thought the sucking was over,
guess
the
what?
Fucking begins.
We're pulling. Now we're pulling the cock out of our ass and sucking it again, bitch.
We're ready to fucking die.
We wanna die.
I hope I fucking die.
Please kill me, God.
I wish I was dead.
I'm fucking gay.
And I'm too scared to kill myself.
Please kill me, God.
Please put a gun to my head.
I'm a coward. I'm gay. Damn.
Yep.
Cumtown, motherfucking clásico. Out and about. Adam.
Podcasta clásico.
Podcasta clasiquinho.
Yo quiero podcasto clásico. Solamente Stavros y... doesn't matter as long as you know Adam. I love to listen to the podcast Calm Down that I listen to on a cup attached to a string that goes all the way through the caravan.
Oh, damn. We hit the caravan,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, we're doing politics today.
Guess
what? These are bad hombres,
mm-hmm.
and they're using a cup with a string on it to steal podcasts from across the board.
Oh, hold on. Are they stealing the Patreon links?
They're stealing.
Oh, dude, now I'm on the side. Now we got to crack down on these fucking motherfuckers.
Look, Mexico is filled with people that not only steal the premium episodes, but then have the audacity to complain about them.
Truly the worst kind of... Yo, if the caravan was full of people that do that shit, I would personally take a fucking gun to every single one of those.
I'd take a gun
heads.
And I'd kill the Mexicans. I'd use
Not
a gun.
The Mexicans.
the
hypothetical Reddit
Mexicans.
Guys. No.
the
Not
Mexican
Mexicans.
Reddit guys.
Nick, I didn't say Mexicans.
Who all happen to be Mexican.
Shut up.
In this hypothetical, they're from Mexico.
By the way, me and Nick have just been, everything we've talked about has been via the Monster Mash.
Yeah.
On this beautiful All Hallows Eve.
All Hallowed Pussy Eve.
Oh, that's right. We get in there.
Hollow
out
using
that pussy.
Fucking tools on your on your hole, bitch. Oh, I'm bad at fucking. My dick doesn't work. Let me introduce you to the pit crew. Nine guys come in, all
Nine
in jumpsuits.
Guys, all jumpsuits. Drills with dildos at the end of them.
Yeah. So they come in, immediately just rip her legs off her body. And then she's just held up on jack stand. Yeah. And then they just attach a fatter black woman's legs to her body.
All right.
They come up, rip her tits off. Huge black tits.
Big black titties.
Just big black tits. Big fat black ass.
Yes.
And pit stop complete. Better bitch, ready to go.
She's just welcome in agony.
Welcome to the better bitch pit stop.
All the fucking sutures are getting infected in real time.
And then I'm just sitting on this woman's back as she's bleeding out, making race car noises. I love Monaco. The Monaco
bitches. This is the beautiful spot. Just a bunch of fucking princes watching. Oh, man. I'd love to be a rich Monaco guy, dude.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that like the richest place, or is it Abu Dhabi?
Abu Dhabi, I thought, was the town from Aladdin.
Mm. What am I thinking of?
This guy sent me an email, I guess some like marketing company, and this is like clearly a scam.
Okay.
This is they're offering 10 to 40K in upfront marketing dollars.
I love that, dude.
I can't wait to hear what marketing
I
dollars are.
I love marketing dollars. And the thing is, they're upfront.
Yeah.
The thing is, you would think upfront means they just give it to you, but it turns out you have to give them a couple dollars to really get the upfront dollars going.
Yeah. No, I'm not doing this shit.
What do they want?
I don't know. They sent me an email and they wanted to get on the phone immediately. But
call them up, dude.
Yeah, I guess.
Let's put them on the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, is this disrespect this guy? Call him gay and a little dickhead?
Yeah, I can't wait to do it. I can't wait to call this man gay. I hope that he becomes gay. So let's run through real quick just the day's news.
Okay.
There's local reports that Super Mario, along with Luigi, has stumbled across a new hat to wear. It looks just like the Mario hat, except it's brown and there's an N on it.
That can stand for a lot of different stuff, guys.
Well, Luigi is begging Mario not to put the hat
please,
on.
Please,
Mario. Not put
it good. It's going to
come. There's no way that that's good. There is one very probable bad outcome of you putting on that hat.
Best the case scenario, you're in a black face.
The best case scenario, it turns you in to a chocolate bar. And your chocolate, and the N stands for nougat. And we get chocolate Mario, best case scenario. It does nothing for you, Mario. It's not a power. You do not want to be made out of chocolate.
I want to be cool.
But let's
Shut up, Luigi.
Let's be honest here. We both know what that N stands for and what's going to happen in front of us. They're going to cancel Mario.
I'm going to accuse Mario of rape.
Wario here. I have made a hat that makes Mario racist. And because he's addicted to fashion, as he is a homosexual bitch, he won't be able to resist putting on the hat. Wario has invented an N-word hat that makes Mario run around yelling the N-word in blackface.
Oh, fucking shit. Yeah.
It's Mario Land 2's The Six Golden Teeth. That was a tight game, Mario Land 2.
Mario Land?
Mario Land 2, Six Golden Coins.
I don't think I played Super
game
Mario
Game
2.
Boy.
The one that was a stolen game? The one that they just stole from a different game?
No, that was Super Mario Brothers 2.
I love that one.
Yeah.
Everyone says that
one. Maybe that
bullshit.
Was Super Mario World 2.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Yeah, I played that on Game Boy Advance.
Nice, bro.
Dude, it's advanced. It's like when your T-cell count drops.
Yep.
And they're like, yo, damn, you just...
HIV has advanced.
Leveled up. Yeah. Powered up. I was just laughing today about... telling people I have herpes because I got it in France. I actually got it on the French Riviera. Mm-hmm,
that's right.
The beautiful young girl, 11 years old. It's legal there. That's part of being an artist. You go to France, have sex
have sex with herpes-ridden children.
An experienced 11-year-old. On the beach. The beach where Faulkner once... laid out and wrote My Cousin Vinny.
That's my favorite of his
My favorite plays. William Faulkner book, books. Number one, My Cousin Vinny.
I love how he does the real dialect.
Yeah.
Like he spells it Ute. You know what I mean? Like you can really get a vibe for these people.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful, man.
What are some of the other good Faulkner books?
Another one is The Wedding Singer.
The Wedding Singer.
That's a really good one. He wrote that one.
All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Yep. That's him.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was called All Hounds Go to Heaven originally. Yeah.
All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a story of a German shepherd that lost all of his slaves. And he understands that slavery is bad, but he's still a gentleman. And goddamn if anyone's going to take his gentleman sensibility away from him. Least of all that bastard General Sherman. That bastard.
Yeah, I don't remember any. I mean, As I Suck Dicking.
Yeah, As I Lay Dying.
As I Lay.
Absalom.
Wasn't that a shitty band also?
Probably.
That's a pretty fucking little dick-ass thing to do. Name your band after a book.
Yeah.
Fucking nerds.
About a Boy by William Faulkner. Yeah. Another thing I was
saying.
No,
Boys Don't Cry also.
I was having a pumpkin race latte today instead of pumpkin spice latte.
Yep.
And it's a latte that tastes like Korean people.
Is it the same race every time or is it?
Yeah, it's a pumpkin race. Because Korean people look like pumpkins.
I suppose, yes.
Yeah.
I always consider them to look more like Majin Buu. That's how I tell them apart from other Asians.
Majin Buu?
Majin Buu from Dragon Ball.
Oh, I didn't watch Dragon Ball.
Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball Z, as we call it in England.
I was sucking on a dick late one night when my roommate came in to that awful sight. And he shrieked and screamed, and I had to explain it was a joke.
It was a joke.
That I was doing.
I'm not gay.
It was a joke.
It was a funny joke.
It was just a joke.
A
what
funny
you saw
joke.
Was just a joke.
I am not gay.
I am not gay.
Please show me your phone.
Don't tweet that out. Let me see your phone. Just let me see your phone.
Just let me see your phone.
Yeah.
Your fucking phone.
Yep, yep.
Please don't post any pics.
Don't post pictures of my dick.
Going in.
Going into that man's ass.
Just that guy just fucking fleeing the scene immediately.
Yeah. Well, super fans, we got a new Twitter account.
Oh, yeah.
At Cumtown Records.
That's
if you
right.
enjoy Cumtown Classico, podcast
Cumtown
Classico.
Classico. The good kind of
the
podcast.
The good kind of podcast. Finally, there Cumtown's are no good. Facts. Being,
nothing gay being
no one
said.
Is inserting facts. Wait, William Faulkner didn't write All Dogs Go to Heaven. He's Don Blue.
Get well soon, Adam. He's yeah. sick, and I'm praying for our boy.
He has AIDS. He got it from being gay.
This is the police. This is the police. Sir, you're gay. Sir, sir, sir. This is the police. You're gay.
We have a helicopter.
We have a helicopter.
Outside of your house.
Sir, you're surrounded
gay.
And you're gay.
You're surrounded. Sir, you're gay. That's another one that was getting us good.
Yeah, we've been doing some good bits, guys.
Yeah, yeah,
honestly,
yeah.
Me and Nick were talking about just starting to always have field recorders on us,
uh-huh.
and the second a bit pops off, we just start. We should do at least one podcast.
Yeah,
just
a
like
headset on
a headset throughout it. We should hang out all day one day,
just click it on
and click it on, and yeah, then yeah, just yeah. really that would be a fun one.
Uh-huh.
Just out in the field,
yeah,
you hear the ambient noises, you
uh-huh.
hear the titties of the beautiful women that are around us constantly slapping together,
uh-huh.
that kind of stuff,
yeah.
You know,
like Knob Evans, and it's mm-hmm. a place where you eat dick for breakfast.
Exactly. Say we were walking past the Bob Evans.
Yeah, that would be a thing that we
then
would
you
say.
Would, you know, let's say we were walking past the, let's see here, Key Foods. Well, you know, what might we say there?
Gay foods.
Gay foods.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, that's the kind of shit that,
uh-huh.
you know.
Anyways, if you want to look at the Twitter account, Cumtown Records, you got to go to patreon.com/cumtown and sign up, and then you are allowed, you have permission to go look at the Cumtown Records.
Otherwise, you are committing theft and fraud, and you, yeah. we will fucking have you arrested.
Dude, after spending just hours and hours of my life on airlines and in airports.
Brutal.
I'm now a fascist. I love the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has to obey the rules.
Yep.
This fucking dumb bitch stewardess comes by.
Mm-hmm.
And,
go off, King.
Yeah. And she says, can't believe it. This lady walked by and took a pillow and blanket from first class. Can you believe it? She's telling us that.
Like, bitch, anything bad that happens to first class,
yeah.
this is the place where socialism can start,
yeah.
is in coach.
Yeah,
that's
right.
where, that's the.
Well,
that's
she's trying to like talk to other people in coach
yeah.
as if we're supposed to be like, how dare
how
she?
How dare she?
Take
can
that.
You,
fucking
this,
pillow.
This woman came into this rich guy's house and took some extra medicine he wasn't using
yeah.
for her dying daughter.
Yeah,
can
right.
you believe what a dumb bitch she is?
Yeah, right. Yeah, fuck that, dude. And it's like, there's so many people on planes that love the rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That fucking dumb old bitch. Oh, I almost went off on her, dude.
Uh-huh.
When she wouldn't let me fucking, she had the front seats.
Mm-hmm.
Like where there's no other thing in front, and I was trying to take a piss at the other side, and I was like, "Excuse me." I was so polite.
Yeah. People don't do it anymore. Oh, go ahead.
I was so polite. I was like, "Excuse me, could I just go through here?" And I mean, I don't even think you have to add. Like, to
yeah,
me, it's
right.
like, bitch, yeah. there's extra fucking room. And she's like, I suppose that's fine." And she gave me some tone, and you know, your boy's not having that.
Yeah,
so I was like, is this really a problem for you, bitch?
Yeah,
I didn't say bitch, but I said, "Is this really a problem for you?" She's like, "You know, we paid extra for these seats." And I fucking hit her with, you know, just have some common decency.
Yeah.
I felt so good, dude. I felt like, can I see your manager?
Yeah.
Can I see your manager, bitch?
Yeah.
And I was ready
Never
to
Never mind
go
the
at
fact
her.
That her dumbass husband was screaming the
yeah,
whole flight because he's deaf.
Yeah. I was ready to go off on his ass too. I had some your gnome, your garden gnome looking husband in the chamber ready to go. Dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was ready to make fun of her haircut. I was ready to be cool.
I was
in the
I was like, you know.
That would be so funny. She has no idea we know each other.
Coming in from the 4 o'clock vector with the like, is this old faggot causing a problem for you, sir?
Yeah, yeah. You call me sir.
Excuse me, my unrelated sir. This sir who is unknown.
Why? Thank you, the pilot of this fucking airplane who was sitting in the back.
Oh my god, I didn't realize we're on the same flight as Chris Kyle, the American sniper,
who's now an air marshal, who's been resurrected and is now an air marshal.
Who had to fake his own death to become a morbidly obese air marshal. That'd be a fun TV show about the air marshal that's widely fat.
Yep.
And he takes up 3 seats because he's the best damn air marshal.
And his fucking gun keeps going off. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing worse than being a fat
motherfucker.
And he
keeps having gay sex in the bathroom. That's an aspect of the show also.
The phone is an anthropomorphic phone that turns into, I guess, kind of a man.
Yeah.
And has gay sex.
Yeah, he's a phone.
He's a phone.
Oh, no, I was saying he... What?
He turns into a phone?
No, you just said that. I was saying he keeps having gay sex in the bathroom.
Oh, I thought... What did you say? Did you say phone?
I don't think I said phone.
Did I just make you saying phone up?
Yeah, I think you just... Yeah.
I thought you said he takes his phone out.
No, no, no.
And has gay sex.
No, no, but I do like this angle that he's like a...
A shapeshifter.
Yeah, he's a shapeshifter. He chooses to be morbidly obese.
He chooses to be fat as shit and
but
ugly.
He turns into a phone that has gay sex in the bathroom.
That's fucking tight. Would this phone have a dick?
Of course, dude.
Okay, all right.
You have to enter the secret code into the touchpad.
Oh shit!
And then it's like, and then a dick comes out of the screen.
Dick comes out of the screen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like magic, like the ring.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the Ringu.
It'd be cool if that ring girl came out of the TV pussy first.
Absolutely.
You know, I never understood with that movie.
Absolutely.
She has to crawl out of the TV. It's like just walk up and put your dick in her mouth. Get your dick sucked.
Yes. If you're gonna die, you might as well on the way out get your fucking dick
just coming in a dead girl's mouth. You know what I'm saying?
And she looks slimy and shit. Her mouth's probably nice and wet.
That's what they don't tell you is the only way out of the ring is if you beat off to the video.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yes.
You see that little girl going into that well.
Okay.
You know, and you're like,
that's kind of a damn. I wish that was my ass. Well, is a pussy. Okay. Yeah, yeah. All right. Oh, you took it a different way.
Right.
You want a whole Japanese girl to crawl into your ass?
How about like the world's most notorious pedophile and he kidnaps people's infants and then shoves them up his ass? It's like, I just want to feel like a mom. It's the hardest job in the world. It's the toughest job in the world. I guess I'm stealing valor.
Yeah, he just puts on dresses and he puts on pantsuits and sends emails while a baby is in his ass.
Yeah. I would love to do stolen valor videos, but it's like just a butch woman confronting trans people.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'd be like, oh, that's interesting. Where'd you serve? What bathrooms? You know? Something like that.
Oh, we had a pretty good one.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking Jackass. It's
yes.
Bam
we've been having a lot of fun with. I'm Bam Margera, and this is Sunken Phil's dick.
I'm Sunken on Phil's dick while he's trying to sleep. But it's Jackass, and they take dick pills while in a skirt, and then they go into the women's bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And so they have a really hard dick.
Yeah.
And they're dressed like, and basically it's, this is Jackass and we're setting back the trans movement.
This is Jackass.
10 years.
And this is get trans people in trouble.
This is do what Republicans claim trans people actually do.
I suck a dick, I am a faggot, I can't wait to suck a dick. You know, and then that, Bam Margera kick flipping into a woman's bathroom.
With his dick out. Yeah, I'm a fucking girl, yeah.
I'm a girl trying to use the lady's piss pot. Jackass will return in a brief moment.
Yeah, dude, I love this new Jackass reboot we're working on.
Yep.
We got Sunken Phil's dick.
Sunken Phil's dick.
There was something about Steve-O. Someone's fucking him in the ass and he's just throwing up.
I'm Steve-O, and this is Have Gay Sex. I'm fucking Steve-O.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so those are the two we have so far. Or three, I guess.
Bam, leave your father alone. He's got to work in the morning.
Oh, come on, Bam. Get my fucking dick out of your mouth. I ain't trying to get my dick sunk. Come on, Bam. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. I don't want to get my dick sunk right now.
Bam, I got to work in the
Bam,
morning.
Bam, you know I got to work in the morning. I ain't trying to get my dick sunk.
Oh, fuck. Oh, actually, we should also say, this is a bummer alert, and we're sorry. But we had to. We're gonna have to reschedule our shows in the South.
Yeah,
we fucked up some scheduling, and we're not gonna be able to make it. And our dicks are small for that one, and we apologize. But you know, you should honestly be preparing for the caravan anyway.
Yeah,
you're closer. So we're actually what we did is we canceled the shows to give you more time to prepare for the caravan.
16 covered wagons filled with Mexicans and
just
ICP
gangsters.
Paint.
Yeah, dude.
Just fucking junkos, insane clown stuff.
That's right.
You know, insane clown. I think posse is already a Hispanic word.
Pussy.
Pussy. We are going to warm a pussy. Anyways.
So, yeah, sorry about that, but...
I don't want those guys coming over here because I don't want them doing the voice and diluting my market.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you just don't... That's your problem with Hispanic people seeking asylum, is the voice.
I mean, look what happened to blackface guys once black people were allowed to do music.
That's
on
true.
On the TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That is what killed blackface.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, not that it's right what Al Jolson was doing.
Sure.
But he had...
But the man had class.
He had mouths to feed. Big red painted mouths. Just kids.
The Jolson Christmas photo.
Why wasn't anyone thinking about Al Jolson's children?
Yeah, dude. You know how expensive it is?
Little wing nut and mud flap Jolson.
Yeah.
It's my son, Dingbat.
His son doesn't even know how to speak any other way than like racistly.
Yeah.
Oh, shucks, Paul. I was very grateful or whatever, you know, et cetera. It feels wrong to do it even in the context of this bit.
Yeah, but you do it anyways. That's what
you power through.
That's what the show's about, man.
This is gay jackass, and this is put on blackface and sunk each other's dicks.
Yeah, you're watching gay jackass, and this is racist gay guy.
Come on, Bam. You're getting shoe polish all over my dunk. I ain't sure to get dunk all over my shoe polish.
Bam,
come on, Bam.
My balls look like plums, Bam.
Bam, you gave me prune nuts. putting your big purple lips all over
Shut
my dunk.
Shut the fuck up, Bill. Bam, your father doesn't want a black Bam. Nuts, Bam.
Your father's got to go to his work at the gay store.
Yeah, that's right, Bam.
On gay racist jackass. Me, your dad, works at the gay store.
This is Steve-O, and this is Have Gay Sex While You Say the N-Word.
Come on, say it, Steve-O. Just say it, man.
Fuck. Yep. This is all good. Me and Nick were also thinking about doing a sketch show for some of these ideas, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just capturing our twisted imaginations.
Hi, I'm Johnny Knoxville, and this is Eat Turds Out of My Friend's Ass.
That one sounds too close to an actual jackass one, honestly.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. You try and think of...
Yeah, you try... And even the gay one, half the shit they do is already gay.
Yeah.
Shouts out to Chris Pontius' dick in that little mouse costume.
Hey, I'm Johnny Knoxville, and this is Laugh at a Retarded Man in Public.
Yep, there we go.
Yeah, this is like a guy with Down syndrome trying to, like... He's with his adult father. I guess, of course, his dad being this older gentleman father.
Yeah, just a 75-year-old man.
They're holding hands.
Holding hands with a 52-year-old man.
Yeah. Johnny Knoxville's like, ha, 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 oh, fuck.
Just pointing. Yeah, he's laughing at the fucking retard.
I can't believe it. He's laughing right in his fucking face. Yeah, Rab himself just fucking slapped this retard in the face with a turd.
Yeah, Spike James just gave this retard a haircut. Yeah.
Preston just kissed his retard on a dick. Hey, I'm Johnny Knoxville, and this is Be Gay with a Retard.
I'm Steve-O, yeah, and this
we're
is...
here at King of Prussia Mall. And we're gonna, and we found the
we're
retard.
Trick retarded we're gonna, guys into having we're gay trick sex.
I'm wearing a dress and my dick is hard, and we're gonna have gay sex with the first retarded person we see. I'm gonna sunk his dick.
This is put Wee Man completely in your ass.
This is give birth to Wee Man. We put Phil to sleep. We put Wee Man crawled into his ass.
Bam, what the hell is that?
Phil, I think you're pregnant.
But wait, I'm a man.
Wee Man, you got a kick. Oh shit, I think Wee Man died.
Oh no, we suffocated. Wee Man suffocated.
Wee Man suffocated.
Come on,
the
babe,
fireworks are going off while they pull Wee Man's lifeless body out of Phil's ass.
Phil, you gotta shit out our friend.
Bam, come on, Bam. You know I don't got time for that. Come on, Bam. First you sunk my dick. And now your dwarf friend is in my dead inside my ass.
Bam, how many times did I tell you not to put dead midgets in your father's ass?
Hell yeah, dude. Voice of a generation, this podcast. Smartest geniuses.
That's so true.
The world's smartest geniuses. I'd like to see Neil deGrasse Tyson come up with something like that. He'd probably be like, oh, I'm gay. I'm a fucking idiot. Space plus five equals I'm a fucking idiot. Yeah, that's right.
That is so true, man.
Don't ever try to podcast. You fucking
that is
nerd.
So fucking true.
I know.
Pick up these fucking mic. This fucking mic, Neil, you bitch. Yeah. I bet you won't, bitch.
Kneel the down on your knees and suck my dick off, ass Tyson. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hell
mm-hmm.
yeah, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I just dunked on him from half court.
Dunk.
Dunk.
We dunked on his fucking little dick ass.
Yes.
You have a small penis, Neil.
And we're only saying this stuff about him because he raped that woman.
Oh, yeah. Chris Benoit. Look,
this
Should
is
we
a
do a read?
Not. We got another 4 minutes.
Okay, cool.
I think.
I didn't know if we're doing it early or whatever.
We're doing a wive weed.
A wive?
Does Obama's idealism belong in today's political climate?
Let's talk about it.
Dude, I'm losing the ability to read.
Bro, welcome. I haven't read shit. I've been reading a book about...
I've been thinking about getting, like, hardcore into opiates.
Yeah, I mean, I on one level really support it, on another I really don't, you know? For example, I do love the idea of us getting just codependent as hell. Back to the fucking glory days. I'll put on another 100 pounds. You get addicted to opiates. We're having a good time.
Yeah. What's the story with this fucking Pittsburgh thing?
Some guy pulled off a very, very not cool move, honestly.
Who was the guy? Was it like a Dylan Roof type?
Yeah, I don't know. It was a white supremacist, I think.
Yeah. It'd be funny if it wasn't. It was just a guy that's like, look, I wanted to shoot a place up.
Yeah, yeah. The first place I saw.
Yeah, there's like nothing racist. Like a whole entire Facebook profile is just Seinfeld quotes.
Yeah.
It's the first place I saw.
Favorite breakfast, eating bagels and lox.
Jerry, why wouldn't you just shoot the first place you find?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good bit.
That
I
actually
guess.
Is a good one.
Yeah,
that actually, I mean, we've been spending most of the episode talking about gay, retarded, blackface jackass. But
talking about,
that is a funny bit.
Caesar Sayoc. How about Caesar Say It?
That's right.
And he says the N-word instead of keeping it bottled up inside until he has to take a little trip to the post office.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the post office.
It's crazy that you can just do that. That's how fucking incompetent the post office is. They delivered 11 bombs to people.
And a couple of them after it was already...
Right.
Like De Niro's bomb didn't come out till like the end of the thing. You got to feel like if a famous person... If you're getting like a kind of heavy package sent to a famous person, maybe.
And then it was
it
like the crime. I didn't read anything about the story.
Me either. I haven't read anything
about
anything.
Oh my God. I would say that the crime was solved by the FBI and the NYPD. And just, not with zero help from the U.S. Postal Service police.
Do they have their own internal armed forces?
I think so.
That would be awesome, dude.
Post office law enforcement.
That's awesome. Give one of those rude old bitches a gun, dude.
Yeah.
Give one of those.
What was that? Would you go with me to the post office that one day where that bitch was just wildly disrespectful to me?
No.
When I was like, "Where are the stamps?" And she was like, "You need to get in line." And then was like just drinking out of her... Drinking out of her cup.
Fuck yeah.
At work, drinking.
How dare this out fucking of bitch.
Yeah.
You answer my fucking questions immediately, bitch, with a dry ass mouth.
Yeah.
I need to fucking mail these.
You are
fucking...
not allowed to lubricate.
I need to mail back this fucking rare Japanese pornography that I ordered off of eBay because all the cocks were blurred out and they assured me they wouldn't be.
Dude, jet lag sucks, dude. Yeah. This is the worst feeling in the world.
Yeah.
And I know I'm not going to be able to sleep either.
Yeah, it's like unless you sleep right now and wake up at 1 a.m., you're going to not be able to sleep.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the thing when you're an international fucking playboy.
Yeah.
Because you guys think we were out there doing live shows. We were actually having sex with the Australian volleyball team.
Dude, I had sex with every girl in Australia. I know that sounds like hyperbole.
Yeah.
But I actually don't even know what a hyperbole means.
Yeah.
Or what a hyperbole is.
Hyperboles are so fucking stupid and fucking big. Dude.
Yeah. Hyper Bali.
Yeah.
So it's like what? It's like a faster version of Bali, the country?
Yeah. It's hyper Bollywood. It's every Bollywood movie, but it's really fast.
Yeah.
F4.
Hyper Bali.
Bully.
So oh, I get damn. I think I almost shit myself on that one.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah. I wish I could shit myself.
You can't.
Maybe
when's
this
the last
year.
Time you shit yourself?
Years and years ago. Hmm. Probably second grade, I'd say.
No, you were drinking for that long and you never woke up with
never
shit in
once.
Your pants?
Never did I
you
shit.
You pissed, though.
I would piss, but only because I would miss whatever I was trying to piss on and end up pissing in my own face. So that doesn't count as pissing.
What were you trying to piss on, man?
I don't know, the backseat of my car. I remember falling asleep in the backseat of my car. You just pull your dick out. And forget, you don't know which direction down is.
One time I remember when we, maybe I've told the story on the pod, when we went to my friend's
bar.
You just pulled your dick out and pissed, honestly, on the you picked the most visible spot. You were trying to be, like, discreet, and it was, like, Boston Street in the middle of that shit in Canton, and you went under a street light, dick facing the road, and you just started pissing. Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah, well, I had to go to the bathroom. Yeah.
Oh, man, wait. And then my man, we'll call him Doug, I won't say anything more, but he worked at a bar and he's like a handsome man. I believe he's either married or in a serious relationship. And I had only like hung out with him at like family parties and shit.
Yeah.
And then it was after a Ravens game. I think it was a Sunday because it was like, I picked you up after that Sunday show at Magoobies. And just the fucking fattest, most disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, these bitches were from Dundalk, and, like, coming to Canton, coming into Baltimore City was, like, fancy for them.
Yeah.
These bitches, literally one of them was in, like, in white Ravens jerseys and camo pants, and he just starts triple kissing these two fat bitches.
That ruled.
In the middle of a bar, the bar he fucking works at.
Yeah. I love to give a bitch the triple kiss.
He's just like, oh, yeah. Oh, I wish I could sunk your dick right now, dog.
Damn. This is that guy who's really straight. He's like, damn, I love just, like, kissing girls.
Dude, I fucking love that shit.
Oh, no.
The way their soft, beautiful lips touch my lips.
Because he has gay sex, but he doesn't know what kissing feels
yeah.
like. Dude, I love, yeah, just the way a girl's mouth feels.
You know, when it wraps around your mouth and yeah. it feels like you're...
Something like that. You guys do the work on that.
Feels like her lips are a dick and your mouth is an ass. Yeah. You know? You know? The most beautiful kind of thing going
well,
into
today's episode
thing.
Is brought to you by BetDSI.com, the wow. premier sports betting website ever featured on this podcast. Mm-hmm.
Easily listen, that. It is easily
easily
that.
The number one one. That
the
I,
number one one.
The one that, I fucking,
that we've said about.
That I've said. BetDSI has been in business for over 20 years.
Wow.
That
are you
is,
fucking serious?
That's almost as old as I am. Shit.
Are you fucking serious?
You know how old I am?
How old?
29. You want to bet on it?
Yeah, I'll bet on
well,
it.
Well, you can bet at BetDSI.com.
How much?
I don't know.
$400.
I, mean, look,
I bet
I,
you don't.
Give you
I
guys,
bet you're not.
I'll give you guys a hint. I'm 29. So if you want to go and gamble online.
Yeah. Age, Nick Mullen. Gamble.
God damn. I'm that's just going to like turn 30 and then 40 and then I'm going to die.
Yeah. Fuck. No, that is what's going to happen probably.
Fuck.
It will happen in that order. There'll be stuff in between.
Dude, I'm serious about getting into those opiates. I felt great the other day.
Yeah, they feel good.
Somebody
but...
slipped me a little Mickey the other night.
Yep.
I don't know what that means. I just like the expression.
Mm-hmm. But they put a whole glove in your ass.
I had a great night.
They put a mouse in your ass. Yeah. That's getting slipped from Mickey.
Yeah. Nice ass, faggot.
Oh, what is this, a gay guy's ass?
What are you? Hey, it's me, gay Mickey Mouse.
We're going to, this is gay Disney jackass. This is sunk Mickey Mouse's dick.
I'm going to go into Phil's bedroom, and I'm going to suck his dick while he's trying to sleep.
Oh, come on, Mickey
come on,
Mouse.
Mickey,
oh, Mickey
shut up.
I don't want my dick sunk.
Shut the fuck up, Phil.
BetDSI has an easy-to-use mobile playing interface. Play, win, get paid.
Oh, yes, my friend.
BetDSI offers odds on pretty much everything else, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if I said the first one, but...
You did, man.
All major sports, politics, reality TV.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's pretty much everything.
That's everything, man. Some other shit you don't even think about? Cooking. Will your roommate be cooking when you get home today?
Mm-hmm.
You can bet on that shit.
Damn, BetDSI has a great mobile app, easy to use from anywhere.
I love that shit because sometimes I use other. Sometimes
the thing is, that's what I hate about some, like Twitter, for example.
Yep.
It's a good app, but only when you're at
only
home.
When you're yeah when you're
if
in
you're,
the kitchen of a
right.
place.
If you're using it at Subway, it's a completely
forget
different
it.
Experience.
It sucks dick.
Right. If you're at Starbucks,
ugh.
You know,
you try and use some of these betting apps.
Yeah.
At certain places,
right.
they won't work.
Not BetDSI, though.
BetDSI will
it's,
work everywhere.
Somehow, the app has a consistent experience regardless of your physical
geographic location.
Right, exactly. Which is unique to the BetDSI
yep.
app. That's definitely not a stupid fucking...
it isn't.
I'm kidding.
It
isn't. It's not. It's definitely...
Because I have had apps that are bad.
No, me too. For sure.
For that reason.
They offer live in-game wagering.
I think you said that three times.
No, did I? What if it's live in-game? Live in-game wagering?
It's, yeah. You a bet, take an anthropomorphized bet comes to life.
That's when you have like a live-in elderly. I hope I don't fucking end up in that situation.
What? What do you think?
Like a parent?
You think you're going to have kids that love you enough to... Let you live with
oh,
them?
Oh, no, I mean, I hope I don't have to take care of one of my parents.
You think you love your parents enough to take care of them?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's going to be so awful when they get to the end and I'm just, like, not doing anything about it.
You're sending an
occasional
text.
I'm going to feel so bad.
And you will do nothing.
I'm gonna, right. I'm
you're
going to
just be
I'm gonna
with
be,
guilt.
Right. I'm going to have no one close to me in my life. I'll mm-hmm. be in a meeting with, like, somebody who doesn't want to work with me.
Yep.
But I've... Somehow I'm still in entertainment.
Yep.
Because I'll just be one of those dinosaurs that gets to write on every garbage
that's how it
show.
Happens.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Then I'll be like, yeah, things are really bad. My mom's homeless, and I'm not doing anything about it. Oh, she's 87 years old. Yeah. Yeah. No,
see,
I was gonna put her in a
should
home.
Take care of itself.
Right. I was gonna put her in a home, but then I didn't, and then.
No. Yeah, I didn't because I need all this extra income to bet and make even
more money with live in-game wagering on BetDSI. You can make plays throughout the entire games and events.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say it's I don't know.
2-2.
Yeah, the massacre at Baba Yar, you know? And you're saying, how many more people are they going to kill?
Is that a real massacre?
Baba Yar, I think so, right?
I don't remember.
It was like before the Holocaust and they were just using guns on them.
Damn.
Yeah.
Seriously, the Holocaust is fucked up. How the fuck are people Nazis now? People are still alive that got some.
Preach.
It's crazy, dude.
Preach.
That shit
church.
Is wild.
Absolute church.
And you
right
know who
there.
Doesn't support Nazis probably?
Me.
BetDSI.
BetDSI.com. Here's what we're going to be betting on this week. Oh, I guess I wasn't supposed to say that. What am I betting on this week?
Yeah, what are you betting on?
I don't
Nick?
Know. I've lost all my money in cryptocurrencies.
Yep, that's why you should have bet it all on BetDSI.
I guess people were right. I should have kept my money in a bank rather than
instead of some weird unregulated
Chinese
app.
Chinese exchanges.
Lower that. It's creaking, dude.
What's creaking?
Hit the button to lower it to your little ass feet.
I was saying, how about instead of the creek in the cave, it's the creek and I'm gay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Correct. All right, here's what you're going to bet on, motherfuckers, and you're going to make a ton of money. Motherfucking tomorrow, big game, Milwaukee fucking plays the goddamn fucking Boston Celtics.
You got to bet on the Celtics, baby.
No, you don't.
Absolutely,
you bet
on
the Bucks. You bet on the Bucks.
No, you
Giannis
don't.
Is out of the fucking concussion protocol. He's ready to go. He's ready to fuck. He's ready to suck. And Kyrie looks better after cutting his hair. But Giannis is going to split his ass cheeks open and crawl up in there like he's Wee Man going into Phil's ass in that one bit we did.
Yeah.
Like 15 minutes ago.
All right, Peter Wee Man.
All right, Peter. To gay Wee Man.
Oh, we also wrote a sketch where it's the police trying to shoot a homeless guy in the dick, and he's dodging all the bullets, but they're still hitting all his other organs.
Yeah, he's still dying, but his dick never gets shot.
He's dodging where the bullets go, and then they have, for some reason, a military funeral.
Let's finish this read, and then we can talk so much more about that.
When you sign up, make sure to use promo code Cum120, so they know we, the Cum Boys, sent you over there. That's CUM120.
Yes, sir.
And when you sign up, you've got some options. You can just play and cash out, or you can take the bonus money, which is
getting
a casino comp up front before you've played at the
table.
It's tables.
Like getting your dick sucked by one of those fancy whores.
It's like
at
getting
a
your dick sucked by one of those fancy whores at a casino. Not one of the Chinese ones that hangs out, by the buffet.
No.
We're talking a high roller type
These
of bitch.
These bitches are on the floor.
Pussy feel like genuine leather.
That's right, Corinthian
she
pussy.
She got her
hairs.
Own lube that she prefers. Or you can take the bonus money, which is like, I said that already. It has a rollover requirement, but it's free cash. Now, they tried explaining this to me 3 times, and I didn't get it.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure if you gamble, you know what that
means. You know what it means. We don't have to tell you.
Yeah. Look, they offer bonus money.
The point is it's bonus free fucking money.
It's free
money. What are you, a fucking idiot?
That you have to gamble or something. So you can't just fucking take the money and cash it out.
Yeah, but you put that money on Stavi's Lock of the fucking Millennium, the Bucks over the Celtics. I don't know what the line is. I don't even give a fuck.
The Tampa Del Rey Buckaroonos. Mm-hmm. Look, if you go in there and you can come up with a new name for the Miami Dolphins that they use, you win, let me look at this, $100 billion. And that is official.
That's an official
beatmeoffguys.com. The Miami Dolphins want to pick a new flavor of Doritos. Mm-hmm. And if you pitch the flavor... And if you're thinking Sprite Remix, I already sent
in. I'm thinking Einhorn's Boy Pussy.
I already sent in Sprite Remix, Hot Fire Sprite Remix Doritos.
In
if you're
going
to be in the sports book, which is where we like to gamble, if you use promo code CUM120, up to $1,000, they're going to give you 60% bonus cash.
That's right.
Which would turn $1,000 into... $1,600 to play with.
Damn.
Now, I'll tell you what. I like playing with something.
Titties.
That's right. A woman's breasts. Titty fucking. Or as I like I to call it, hiding my penis.
Hiding my penis in
where'd
in
it go?
Woman's, yeah.
Yeah. Is that it behind your ear?
No.
My coin shaped dick. Yeah. So once again, that's betthesi.com. Come 120. Let's start the show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that. Sorry. I guess that's.
Were we supposed to read it in the beginning?
I don't know. I think that. No, I think that's.
Maybe that's.
I think they just sent me Lewis's copy.
Gotcha.
Which is why all of these words are spelled phonetically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's just a picture of a house.
Yeah. Like,
it's fucking. It's hieroglyphics.
This is great, dude. Or you he's looking over Lewis's shoulder.
Yeah.
It's just pictures and like a little boy and a little girl holding hands going up a hill.
And this is great, dude. You can win
doggy,
little yellow circles.
Doggy,
oh, I'm sorry. That's
doggy, Jack and Jill went up the hill. And they use promo code. Let's start the show. I have to take a most violent shit.
A most violent shit.
Johnny Violence. How you doing? My name is Lorenzo, and I would personally like to welcome you to Club Vasectomy. My name is Hot Dover, Delaware's hottest new nightclub. Singles night, ladies night, women's night, dames night. Every night, a different type of bitch. Guaranteed entry. Ladies night. If you have fucked over 40 men, you are not allowed to attend ladies night.
We got nerd pussy night. If you know how to read, bitch, you get in for free.
Bitch, if you know how to read, I got something you can read right here. It's an instruction manual for my penis. A Super Nintendo game and replica instruction manual describing my penis.
It's a tattoo under my balls that says, please suck me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
that's
trying
what you can read.
Yeah. I like to call my penis Nintendo Power because it's got tips and tricks. It has multiple tips. My dick has two heads. And that's a trick in and of itself.
Mm-hmm. That would be tricky.
Yeah. I would love just pay a guy to go up to women and just say schizophrenic pickup lines to them. Damn, girl, did you know they call my penis Nintendo Power? Because it's got tips and tricks. It has two heads and trick or treat.
And one of my nuts is filled with the breakfast cereal tricks.
Yeah, one of them's got and tricks. Shit. Can I go home with you?
I just want to sleep inside.
Yeah.
If you're finished, I wanted to ask a question about Ace Ventura.
No, I want to keep going with the schizophrenic pickup
artist.
Okay,
let's keep going.
Damn, girl, is your ass made out of light bulbs?
Because my
tongue is staying that asshole. Tongue. is Stan in there. Tungsten. Tungsten is the material.
You know, filament, the early type.
Yeah,
because
I can't wait to fill a man's ass.
No.
With anything but my penis.
Damn, that was a fucking deft maneuver on that character's part, dude. That man is a verbal ballerina.
Yeah, yeah. Damn, girl, have you ever been to Lens Crafters? Because I'm trying to discount the number of ways I can fuck glasses.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Damn, damn, ma. Are you from Sandals, Jamaica? Because I'm trying to...
I'm going to resort to having sex with you one way or another.
Yeah.
Don't make me resort to
Don't
violence.
Don't make me resort to violence. Sand dull because sans dull evenings.
Mm-hmm.
we'll be having when we sexualize our experiences together.
Oh, yes.
Girl, I'm trying to have a sexual experience with you.
I'm trying to get some sexual ass pussy.
Damn, girl, are you the Epcot center? Because I'm trying to ride a fucking tiny roller coaster. It's not a roller coaster. You think it's going to be a roller coaster, but then it's just some bullshit about learning. And that's what fucking me is like. You think it's going to be hot, but you just learn shit about me. I put my penis in, and then I start telling you my life story.
Beginning with third grade.
Yeah. And that's when everybody started calling me the smelly kid, because I shit my pants once. Never mind the fact that the smell was gone by the time I got back from the nurse's office wearing the clothes that a retarded kid left at school a week prior.
When he just ran home naked. When he disappeared into the woods nude. Yeah.
When I came back to class saying, who shit their pants now? Wearing a full Thomas the Tank Engine sweatsuit provided by my retarded brother. But did they stop calling me that? No, it continued.
Maybe that's what Bigfoot is.
Yeah.
A hairy, mentally disabled man that escaped into the woods years ago.
Very good point. Very fucking
good. It's possible, I'm just saying.
Very fucking good, dude.
Because it's smarter. Oh, man.
I would love to have a conspiracy theory show.
Let's
we
do
should
it.
Do that, and it's just us not understanding things.
Yeah. I don't really know. When people say jet fuel can't melt steel beams or whatever, I don't really know what they mean.
What the fuck is steel? Does that mean just mean metal in general?
I think iron is involved, maybe. I think it's some kind of...
Steel is just iron that's got...
I think they fuck it up with some other shit. Yeah, exactly. A couple different kinds of metal.
Yeah, because it's not
put
an
a little
element.
Copper in there, maybe.
Yeah.
Or some shit. Some bronze.
Yeah.
Some
damn
of the good
girl,
shit.
Is your ass made out of steel? Do you have a steel ass? Because I'm trying to take it without permission.
That's still good.
Not schizophrenic. It's just
no,
a guy,
it's not.
It's a guy trying to do pickup
yeah,
lines.
Yeah. These are just horrible pickup lines. It would be like, damn, girl, is your ass a pair of headphones? Because I own a banana and I ate it one time.
Yeah, that's too cartoonish, though.
Yeah, listen,
it's
man.
It's like,
I'm
damn,
just...
girl, is it 3 o'clock? Because I want to take you back to the Toyota Corolla.
That's too direct.
Let me put your hair in my mouth.
There we go. Yeah. There we go.
Something like that.
Yeah. That's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Damn, girl's at 3 o'clock because I want to put your. Can I put my hair in your
Scooby-Dooby
mouth?
Scooby Dooby Dinas.
I'm gonna name my son Scooby Dinas Halkus.
I like this prediction you have that you're gonna have a child now.
I think I will at some point.
Yeah,
maybe.
Well, Godspeed to you.
I mean, not anytime soon. I'm gonna take the next decade to become a real adult man. Now I know I'm 29, and that's too late. But guess what?
Godspeed.
The thing I was wondering about Ace Ventura is when Finkel's Einhorn.
God's peed. And then they
is
say
her
that?
Dick in her ass?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
I always thought they chopped his cock off and sewed it back onto her ass.
This is the scene everyone complains about. They're like, oh, it's mean to trans people.
Yeah, I mean, it is transphobic in hindsight. Everyone's throwing up.
What the fuck
shit.
Is transphobia?
Being mean and towards trans people and shit.
Oh. No, I didn't know. Okay.
Oh, yeah, it is. Then it is transphobia.
I guess that is transphobia.
but I think that's what...
Yeah. See, guys, it's like, what the fuck is sexism? It's like, you know, when you just, like, discriminate against women in the workplace. Okay.
That's fucked up.
Oh, yeah, that's weird.
Oh, I don't like that.
Yeah, I thought it was, like having sex.
I thought it was being mean to guys that fucking brother, let me tell you something. I
thought it was
sex.
Being mean to sex. Like saying sex is bad. If that's the case, then every woman I've ever met, every woman I've ever fucked is sexist.
Because every time they're like, that was fucking
damn,
horrible.
I took a shit like an hour ago and I'm already...
What did you have for dinner?
Papaya salad.
My man, how was it?
I'm burned. I'm done.
I'm gone too far.
I've walked into the razor's edge. I've walked into the mouth of the razor.
Cock first.
I've walked dick first into the mouth, the eyes of the razor.
Oh, that was another one of our
eyes of the condor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Another one of our characters is me trying to kill myself in an airplane's turbine.
Oh, yeah. No, because we do it first. We jump. I jump into the turbine. It cuts me into a billion pieces, and then you try to do it, and your stomach gets stuck, and it cuts your dick off.
But it only cuts my dick off. It's the absolute worst outcome. I have to stay alive. I don't get to die, and I'm dickless.
Yeah, it sucks your dick into the fan.
Fuck. At least you'd go out getting sucked in one way.
Damn.
There'd probably be a second where it felt really good.
Yeah. I want to press a gun to my head and pull the trigger.
I want to kill myself.
I hope I die. I hope I die soon.
I deserve death.
I hope I fucking die soon.
I deserve to die.
Yeah. Let's get one good riff. One podcasto clásico.
Podcast clásico.
There's got to be something in there.
This has been another edition.
I thought maybe we'd get a little bit more out of Mario putting on the brown hat, but...
Let's see.
We did have that Mario putting on a leather hat and he's gay sex
gay
Mario.
Sex Mario.
Bum 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 bum.
That's the sound of when his T cells drop to zero.
Yeah. Oh no.
I am going to infect Mario with the HIV virus. And then he is going to have sex with Peach. And then she will get AIDS.
Like, why, Wario? I don't know.
Because I want some pussy from Peach.
Because I love having sex with girls who have AIDS. I don't know about this plan.
Actually, now that I say it out loud,
now that I think about it, it seems
stupid.
It seems like it will backfire. Wario has sucked Bowser's dick for some reason. Super Mario dick suck. Only on Nintendo Switch 2.
Yeah, we're going to suck Bowser's dick while he's sleeping.
The latest Nintendo console. Is also a toilet that anyone can use, and it sucks your dick. All I can think about right now is just shitting.
Yeah?
All day I dream about shitting.
Adidas.
Yeah. I want some Adidas toilet paper.
Mm. Why don't you use your sweatshirt?
Yeah, that's cool. That's really cool of you to suggest I wipe my ass with my shirt, dude. As if there's not people out there who do things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if they are, guess what?
You know what I love is this.
Fuck them!
You know those homeless guys that are just like the outside of their pants are just covered in shit?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the funniest look.
It is a funny look.
It's hilarious.
I respect it, dude.
Yeah,
it's like,
I know.
Just take them off, bro.
Yeah, just go nude.
Just be nude. Honestly, a shit-covered nude ass makes so much more sense than shit-covered fucking sweatpants.
I was laughing, too, about getting completely naked at the TSA security checkpoint.
Yeah, he turns around, he comes back, you're just fucking... You still have your shoes on, though. It's like the one thing.
They're like, what? Sir?
You're holding your ass open. Go ahead.
Take your finest look, sir. I know my freedoms. I know my rights and my freedoms. And I feel violated here today.
Fine, right. I'll jack off in front of you.
I know we're missing like 2 minutes on this one, but I have to shit. So
hey, look, listen, man, go shit and
you plug nothing or whatever.
Listen, yeah, Nick will be back. It's just us, guys. Welcome to Stavi's beautiful sensual hour. Nick is taking a turbo shit. I just heard a turd rocket out of his little ass cheeks. He just floated. He hit the ceiling like a cartoon. You know when a cartoon hits the fucking top of something. That's what Nick did, but propelled off the force of his ass. So, as Nick was saying, and as we said earlier, the shows are now canceled in the South, and we're sorry. We're going to book those motherfuckers soon, though. But in the meantime, what you can do is come see us do Funny Moms on the 12th here in beautiful New York City, Brooklyn, New York. I will be in Long Island somewhere, the City Cafe or some fucking dumb bullshit. It's in a movie theater, so please buy tickets to that. And then, even more importantly, I will be headlining the DC Draft House, my first full fucking weekend as a hard dick savage headliner. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. Really would mean a lot if you came out to see those. And then I'll also be in, and that's December 6th and 7th, and I'll also be in Indianapolis on the fucking 13th, Cincinnati on the 14th, I think, and Columbus on the 15th, or maybe have those two mixed up. Go to my website, stavi.biz, for all of that info. And I think I'm adding a Pittsburgh show in January and possibly sunny Los Angeles. So those are all the plugs. While Nick is finishing up shitting, I wanted to just talk a little bit more about Finkel's cock getting chopped off on Ace Ventura. Is that what happened? Because I thought that, but that doesn't really make sense. I don't think they would cut someone's cock off and then sew it to their ass. I think that's what I thought being trans was as a little boy. But now that I'm saying it out loud, it probably makes a lot more sense that she was actually tucking her cock back into. Right. Okay. Yeah, that makes more sense. Let me run some other ideas by you guys. Have you guys ever hooked up with someone only because you're like worried about them? Like what it would do to them if they weren't. For example, if someone tries to have sex with me, I have to feel like I'm pretty low on their list. So if I reject them, imagine what it would do to them, you know? That's just an idea I had when someone asked me to have sex with her. Oh, here's a good one. Here's a good song. You will like this, actually. It's the King of Wishful Thinking. I'll suck on your dick. I know I will. I'll pretend your balls aren't stinking. And I'll let you come inside my mouth. Cause I'm the king of semen drinking. King of semen drinking. So that's pretty good. Let's see here, guys. What else is really going on? There's a... Oh, I was thinking about going to Denver. And one of the venues I looked at was the Bug Theater. That would be pretty funny. Because of what, you know, what you guys call Adam. You call him a bug. let's see here. I really should have prepared some stuff. We were doing this character. Oh, my God. How's that shit, brother? Nick's back, everyone.
Dude, perfect.
That was good timing.
Were you able to go?
Yeah, I was able to go.
Bill Burr, man.
I did the King of Semen Drinking.
How about what's my age again?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's what's his name again? What's his name again? I sucked his dick on a payphone. He gave me a fucking ride home. He said he was the cops and that I was going to jail unless I sucked onto his dick. And that's about the time he fucking raped me. Nobody says you can be raped when you're 23.
Believes
and technically a grown
victim.
Man. Yeah. But but I have Asperger's. What the hell is Asperger's? My friends say I should check my privilege. What's my privilege again? I'm a white man who got raped. Bum, bum, bum.
And it's very embarrassing.
Wow, that one kind of came together.
That was beautiful, dude.
Yeah, I know. Slam dunk. And before you faggots say that song is about me, it's not. I got my dick touched, and he did not say he was a police officer. I was not penetrated. I did not suck a dick. All that happened was he touched my penis.
He touched his penis with your with
like
his
several
mouth.
Times, and I
several
moved.
Times, and you
and
came.
Then, but he was busy.
And every
driving.
Time you come,
my strategy was to distract him by him driving his car.
Fucking smart, dude.
I know. Right?
That's why you're the king. Dude.
I am.
Nick
no
just
one
gets in other guys' cars while they're driving.
Out Wiley so the masters. Yeah. Nick checkmate.
Just, Nick just gets in other guys' cars hard as shit.
Yeah,
and just begs them to try and touch his dick.
Yeah, try it, sir.
See what happens.
See what fucking happens.
You touch you. Oh, you actually do it.
Yeah,
but not that well because you're driving.
Touche.
What's my race again?
What's my race again? My friend said that I am Chinese.
That I look Chinese.
But actually, I am just Jewish. And my face looks swollen. Because I'm one of those weird allergic Jews. Always allergic to everything.
The Chinese lady at where I bought my chain, which I think I will be visiting again soon to buy more jewelry, she asked me if I was part Chinese.
What's your address again?
I'm not saying that the podcast.
Hold on.
Only because I have roommates. I don't fear you. Like, I would say what Nick said, because I would like some fan mail as well. We should set up a P.O. box.
Yeah, I got cool shit, man. I don't have time to look at it or open all of it. Most of it just goes in the garbage.
Yeah,
but
Nick, yeah, we do the... power the podcast. We don't use batteries anymore. We just burn all the mail you send Nick.
Yeah. Some guy sent me a picture. It's some guy's cock, and then there's a diaper on the balls, and they said, idea, it's a diaper for your balls.
But okay, I don't hate it.
Look, if you want to send me shit like that,
yeah,
send the tiny diaper, you fucking lazy piece of shit.
Absolutely.
What do you think this is, Shark Tank?
Yeah, now my balls got to go fucking unprotected.
Look,
by an extra diaper.
I am a king to you people.
That's right.
I don't want to come. I'm not going to VC your shit into existence. Do you want a diaper for your fucking balls? You make it, and then let me try it out.
You send it to me.
And then I will try my damnedest to shit my balls.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can't do it...
Which I have done.
Yeah.
I have wiped shit from my balls before in my life.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck was I doing? All right, looking up your address in the contacts. I wish I still had a Rolodex. Those are fun to...
You never had a Rolodex, bitch.
Well, that's true.
Got his ass.
All right, I'm sorry. I forgot I wasn't a businessman in the 80s.
But I know what you mean. I did want one.
Yeah.
Like when you saw those motherfuckers roll through. And I remember
fantasizing about being an adult.
Yes, the Rolodex. That was one of the fantasies about adulthood was a Rolodex. Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Let me make a phone call real quick. Oh, right here. Jenny? With like the office.
Yeah.
Remember the ringtone that office phones had?
Where it dials out.
Hi, is this Jenny? Why don't you bring that fucking hairy-ass 80s pussy over? And maybe
I'm trying to floss with those pubes, baby.
Yeah,
girl.
Let me try on your jacket and pretend I have shoulders that
on. Pretend I can play fucking football wearing any woman's jacket from the 80s.
Yes, Captain. Yes, sir.
Sir, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you know what else I wanted?
Murphy Blown. How about instead of Murphy Brown, it's Murphy Blown.
Mm-hmm.
And she's trans, and she's got a dick, and she's just getting
recently.
A dick sucked under the desk. And
they're
it's like the modern woman of the 80s.
Shouts out to the movie Police Academy, where there's multiple coerced oral sex rapes. Like one of their big pranks is when the principal or whatever, or the leader of the fucking academy that they hate, he has to give a speech, but they put a whore in the podium, and the whore sucks his dick while he gives the speech, and he just rolls with it.
Yeah.
He doesn't go, hey, there's a woman here trying to assault me. I'm a police officer. I'm going to stop this. My man just get his dick sucked while doing a speech.
Hell yeah.
So, like, that's
I would
cool.
love to get my dick sucked ever for any reason, in any circumstance, by any gender or age.
Or age, huh?
Yep.
Does that have a lower limit?
80, 22.
Uh-huh. Maybe a little lower.
How low?
I don't know, man. You said
How
any age.
How low can you go? Everybody do the limbo.
Dude. I was trying to figure out what it would even mean.
Yeah.
Like the lower you bend, you get to fuck babies. Is that?
That's cool.
You think that's it?
Yeah.
Damn, we would have some limber-ass pedophiles, honestly.
Yeah, I feel like there's got to be people that went to kill themselves and they had to tie a noose. And then they were like, I guess I'll learn how to tie a noose.
Yeah.
And then they learned and tied a really good one. They're like, I did something to it.
Yeah.
You know? And then that gave them the courage to go on another day.
Right.
I'm sure that's happened a lot. I'm sure there's a lot
you
of people
think
that...
the pure satisfaction of tying the noose?
Yes. I think there's a lot of people that said, I want to kill myself, and then they went to write a suicide note, realized how bad they were at writing, and they were embarrassed about it. No matter how hard they tried, they couldn't write anything that sounded any good.
Nice.
So they gave up on it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You think there's going to be suicide, hey, man, how about a Black Mirror episode, a suicide selfie?
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Huh?
Yeah.
Suicide Snapchat.
That's already happened. There's been plenty of people that have killed themselves on cam. Really? I remember watching a video of a guy hanging himself on,
Damn.
Some streaming service.
No, but
it's fucked up, dude. I mean, you because,
You mean like Amazon Prime?
Yeah, on Netflix, yeah.
If you liked this guy, if you liked this, Uzbekistani
fucking
beheading.
He sits there and his
beheading.
Fucking face turns blue. You know, and eventually they call the police, and the police show up like, you know, an hour later, and he's just dead.
Damn.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
You watched that whole thing?
Yeah.
That's fucked up, bro. Why are you putting that kind of shit in your fucking
dude,
brain
I'm,
space?
I'm goth. Look, we all die, man.
You're never going to be goth, dude. I'm sorry.
It's better to acclimate yourself.
You keep talking about wanting to be goth. You're not going to be
fucking
goth.
I know. I'm
goth.
Not going to do anything. I'm literally never going to do anything. I've done nothing to get here, and I will do nothing to maintain it mm-hmm. or change it.
That's right.
I'm going to continue doing this podcast until I have to shit, and then I'll go do that, and then I'll come back.
Yeah. We should say those were awesome shows in Australia. Thank you, everyone, for coming.
Yeah.
And sucking.
Psych.
Psych. Fuck you, Aussie pieces of shit. Right. Double psych. Most of you are cool.
There's one guy in particular who I'm not going to name, but you know
he
who
knows.
You are.
He knows.
You fucking suck.
What the best part is, this is going to ruin so many people. Nah, you're all cute
as
hell.
That was the point.
You're all cute as hell. Yeah, that was the point. We definitely aren't both thinking of a guy.
Yeah. I mean, obviously one guy has to be the worst.
But yeah, dude, I'm trying to go back to Australia.
Come on, Mickey Mouse. Stop sucking my dunk. Stop sunking my dick.
Uh-huh. Peel back your foreskin.
Uh-huh.
Phil.
Uh-huh.
Let me get underneath that little foreskin.
I'm on pills.
Oh,
uh-huh. I'm fucked up on pills. I'm ready to suck dick, huh?
Uh-huh. I don't want to do gay porn. That's why I have to take Viagra. Uh-huh.
Yo, I'm Bam Margera. This is gay drug addict, the Mickey Mouse jackass.
I'll do whatever you fellas want for a dollar.
I can't wait to suck dick. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. The only thing I've ever done is suck dick.
I love it, huh?
Uh-huh. Damn. I thought we had more characters in the...
I don't know, man.
I was ready to go, but God, I'm really...
Honestly,
now.
We're both so jet-lagged right now.
Yeah.
We were going to do this earlier, but Nick got an audition to be in the newest Michael Bay movie.
I'm in the new Michael Bay movie! Mm-hmm. It's called Holocaust.
Holocaust. 6 million? Question mark?
Yeah,
question
no,
mark?
it's Knights of the Holocaust, and we play... King Arthur's knights have entered a time rift, and they wind up in Auschwitz with their horses
shit.
And armor. And they don't. At first, they're trying to help kill the Jews,
mm-hmm.
as the Jews are their natural enemies.
Right, of course,
as knights.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah, and then they realize that the Nazis have gone too far.
Yes.
That
they're not even letting a few Jews like deal with their money right. and whatever. Which
that
is
they're
what
not just imprisoning them; they're starving them and killing them.
Right.
And out of the integrity of King Arthur,
yes,
he helps the Jews rise up to just regular prisoner status.
And then fight. Him and the Nazis their... shake hands. Yeah. They're like beautifully done wars. And then yeah. he helps. He fixes Hitler's poor military strategy.
Yeah.
And we now live in a world
yeah.
where it's Nazis and knights.
Nazis and knights coming soon. Directed by Michael Bay. Rated fuck you.
Rated no. Fucking
rated
bitches
fucking
allowed.
Boys only.
No Muslim people allowed
to watch. Do not
watch
bring
this
your girlfriend
movie.
To this movie. Do not even consider being Muslim ever in your life. Rated X.
It's rated also, X because there will be full rape scenes.
Uncensored, unlike that.
King Arthur has to pull Excalibur out of Hitler's ass.
Yeah. King R word.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? King R word?
That's good.
King R word and the Knights of the Short but Round.
The Round is already
in the Round Tongue. Knights of the Round Round. Knights of the Lunch the Table. Knights of the.
Knights of the Round.
Hey, everyone, it's me, King R word.
Yeah, because if it was a square table, yeah. you could say the. I don't know.
What does he have to pull out of what?
He pulls Excalibur out of some kind of stone.
Yeah. If he can pull the cat out of the shoebox it's hiding in from him and pet it backwards.
Why is petting it backwards a thing? Just because they don't even register where the head is? Or?
Yeah, I don't know.
I've definitely heard that a lot. I don't understand why.
It's because it's funny.
Yeah.
It's just very funny.
I would like to know the origin.
They just do it wrong. I mean, I pet cats backwards all the time.
Yeah, well, that doesn't do anything to change that argument.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
No, it does not.
I'm actually a genius.
Wrong. Your ding, dick ding, is ding, small ding, ding. And you're stupid as shit. Shh,
this is the police, so we found out you're a genius.
This is the police in a helicopter, and we have bigger dicks than that other guy who says he's the police, and you're retarded and gay, sir.
Actually, this is the real police.
Hello, this is James Bond, and I think every American is wrong, and you're actually gay.
Damn, I have to shit again already.
What?
I know.
What else did you eat? This can't just be.
I'll be honest with you. I did not shit once the entire time we were on vacation, and it's all coming out.
Oh
now.
My god, really?
Yeah, because my brain adjusted to the other time zone, so it's like all systems shut down.
Interesting.
We're going no hard ons,
no hard cock.
Yeah, my dick. Did not work that entire trip.
Yeah,
and now my dick is working extremely.
So, yeah.
Not, I mean, it still sucks.
Still bad, but it's still bad. Hard.
It's still a pretty garbage dick, yeah, but
as far as dicks go,
yeah, you know, it's like imagine sitting in your driveway and your fucking Chrysler Baron won't turn over, but you got that sunroof coming down.
Oh yeah,
you know,
that's
you're like,
nice.
Hey, bitch, you want to come hang out in my driveway? We can pretend we're on the PCH as I take the top down on the. No, all right.
Yeah, the car won't start, but
it doesn't start. But
you
check
can
this out.
Sit in it.
It's like going, the roof is coming off uneven, so one side gets stuck and it just rips all my clothes off.
Yeah, the car doesn't start, but I'll try and start it like 7 times.
She's like, it looks like your dick doesn't work either. I'm like, bitch, one step at a time.
You fucking whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, folks, listen. Yeah.
For years, it's like, you know, you're horny when you're young. And you're like, I wish I didn't want to fuck all the time.
Yes.
And then you get older and you don't want to fuck all the time and your dick doesn't work anymore. And you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
God, I wish I could have another thing to take away from myself.
Well, I got to say, my dick has been working pretty well as of late, and I don't know why.
Yeah, you won't know why until next week. We're going to find out the big reveal on the show.
There's a big reveal, folks.
Yeah, this is a big reveal for us. The show has finally paid off.
Yeah.
It's finally worth it.
Finally.
For guys like us.
We've been thinking about quitting, honestly, for like 6 months.
Did I say this before? I got post-traumatic breast disorder.
I don't think so.
And it's because I fucked the girl. His titties were too big.
Whoa.
And now I wake up screaming.
Sign me up.
I think about my friends just face down and all that pussy.
Sign me up for that.
And I'm like,
for
what? For some pussy
for
oil?
Some big ass titties.
Some pussy oil?
I would do it for some pussy
oil. Why don't we go to war for pussy anymore?
Because I feel like there's plenty.
I feel like all wars would end if, like, you had to fuck all the women of a. Like, do you really think we would be invading the Middle East if the soldiers still had to fuck all the women?
I think they do, unfortunately.
Look, I've studied these kinds of things.
I think that's kind of a big problem in the military.
Look,
is rape
No. You do not say that about the American military. These are upstanding men that just want to help people. But if you force them to rape women and children,
right,
we would not be invading these countries.
Interesting.
If there's one thing I know about the military is that they do not have a problem with sexual assault. They do not have
it. In any way.
In any way. They're too busy saluting the flag and sending love letters home to their enormously fat wife that they've only held hands with because they're waiting to come back from war. They're saving themselves.
Right. That's right. They're waiting to have half Latino, half white babies.
Yeah. You know, it's like it's too late for me to save sex for marriage, you know? So I figure what I'm going to do is save gay sex for marriage. So when I marry my wife, a couple weeks after we finally, you know, we tie the knot or whatever, I'm just going out fucking hundreds of dudes.
Yes, that's right. Sir.
And she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I made a promise to you and God.
Lord. This is between me and fucking
you stay out of it. You fucking bitch.
You fucking bitch.
You stay out of this.
They told me I would be fucking tempted.
Hey, I'll tell the priest about it when I get back from Cabo San Lucas, where me and Javier are going we're taking fucking just bags and bags of Molly, and we are going to make one with God.
Oh, yeah.
Through each other's powerful
Nirvana. I will reach Nirvana.
I had gay sex. I had gay sex to piss off my wife. Just to piss off my wife. I'm not gay. Really, she was being a bitch. And I couldn't fuck another woman. I'm unfuckable, so I had to get raped. Fuck, I'm stuck. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, I'm fading hard as shit right now, dude.
Then what time is it? Gay sex. It's 9:27.
Damn, yeah.
On the Piz-Am.
I gotta make it another couple hours. I think an hour and a half, and then I'll sleep.
Yeah.
My little brother said you're not supposed to, like, try and rig the system, but he can suck my fucking
My dick bad. My dick sucks. My dick really bad, and my dick fucking sucks. Luda!
Swish. Christopher, what's his name? Luda? Christopher Luda? What's his
Christopher
last name?
Christopher Llewellyn, I think.
Christopher
Louisiana. Georgie Christmas.
Hitchens. Georgie Christmas.
Georgie Christmas coming to the mound.
And it looks like a home run. Oh, that's a ball, too.
And he's gay.
And this is the police.
And this is the police, and you're gay.
And this is Bam Margera. And we're going to sunk Phil's dick.
We're
going to
sunk Phil's penis. I can't wait to sunk Phil's penis with my mouth.
Folks, that'll probably do it for us.
Yeah, sorry, everybody.
I don't think we have nothing to apologize. First of all, that first hour, I had a blast doing it. You take a shit, and as far as I'm concerned, this is all bonus.
Mm-hmm.
This is to make up. I mean, we don't have to make up shit. You motherfuckers got 3 live shows in the place of 1 regular one.
Yeah.
Hey, you can sunk our dicks if you don't like it.
As always, go to patreon.com/cumtown if you want to really get in on... Look, there's secret prizes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just lying to people.
Yeah, there's so much good stuff. You're entered into a raffle to take a vacation
raffle
with us.
To meet me and Stavros and Adam. You can hang out with us and say whatever you want.
And you can give us drugs.
And we'll fucking...
A woman, we'll look at your
titties. Listen to all your jokes and laugh at them.
Yeah, we'll riff with you, and it'll turn out you're actually the funniest.
Yeah, you're actually so much funnier.
But you can't do it because of some bullshit reason.
Yeah, because you have to make spreadsheets. People count on you to sell insurance. That's why you would never do comedy.
So anyway, sorry to bully you guys right now, but listen,
we're not even talking about you. We're talking about one specific guy.
That one guy.
Just one guy who knows who he is.
He knows who he is, and it's not you.
It's not you.
But he knows, and he's
But
sad
if it is
right
you,
now.
Oh boy, is it
Damn,
you.
Damn, that sucks.
That
it's
is you.
You. That's It's really you, too.
Why are you?
If it's you, it's so you, dude. But it's not.
But it's not you.
So please, and you know how it can definitely not be you? If you go to patreon.com/cumtown and sign up for...
Remember, every dollar helps find Adam Walsh.
That's right. Who's Adam Walsh?
John Walsh's son.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
It was his son? I thought it was his daughter.
It was his daughter, Adam Walsh.
Nice.
That's right. We can't assume that she wasn't trans.
That's true.
It would be wrong to assume that Adam Walsh's daughter, Adam, or John Walsh's daughter, Adam, wasn't a trans girl.
Well, I mean, you know.
He didn't. She didn't live long enough to pick her gender.
How old was
she?
She. How old were they?
What the fuck is G? It's like you're either a boy or a girl or Chinese.
That's not real, dude. Yes, it's that one, though. It's your, means you're Chinese.
What the fuck? Yeah. What the fuck is racism? People.
Well, it's actually, you know, when you...
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I know what that
like,
is.
Whoa, that's fucked up.
That's weird that happens. Fuck my ass.
Fuck my mouth in that.
All right, I'm going to, like, pass out right now.
Yeah, me too, bro.
I'm about to die.
Order up your little something. Everyone, please come out here and suck our fucking dicks.
You say you saw Solo and it's really bad?
You know what? I was watching it, and the first half is kind of bullshit, but the second half picks up.
How about Hans Holo?
Yeah.
They made the...
My name is Hans, and this is my asshole.
He made the asshole to penis run in less than 20 parsecs.
Hans, old buddy, let me get in that fucking ass.
He was good. Donald Glover was good.
Oh, he played young Lando?
Yeah.
Damn. They didn't do a Billy D. Williams hologram?
The only part I didn't like is that they made Han be like a good guy, and it seems like he should be a scumbag.
Yeah.
But I actually ended up enjoying them. I watched half on the plane to Australia.
And what's his deal? He goes around space stealing cum to eat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing that powers spaceships is fucking is a specific kind of larva.
Oh, it's Nerf Herder cum. It's cum from a tauntaun. The only way the hyperdrive is going to work is if we put cum in the... Mm-hmm. We got Chewie, we need your cum.
Is he still smashing Calista Flockhart's frail ass? That's a strange-ass celebrity couple, if you ask me.
Oh, Calista. Why don't you fucking spit on it? God damn.
It hurts my throat to do his voice.
But at least you did it for our adoring fans, whom we love. Listen, everyone.
I'm gay actor Harrison Ford. And this is... This is gay jackass. I'm gay actor Harrison Ford, and this is Sunk Phil's Dick. Come on, Han Solo.
Come on, the fugitive.
Come on.
Stop.
Come on, what is this, U.S. Marshals going on down here? Come on, you know I got to work in the morning.
Indiana Jones, come on.
Come on, Indiana. This dick belongs in a museum.
That'll do it for us, folks. Goodbye.